Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Well, as long as we're on to parenting, how about this one?
Okay.
You wake your son up, your 17-year-old son up, on Sunday to go to Easter services. But you use a taser to do it.
Well,
good or bad? Get to church.
We're going to church. Well,
now is this
taser?
Like, I'd like.
Would the kid not wake up, and then he tased him, or was it just he snuck in there?
That's what it sounds like to me. But I don't know.
How do they usually wake him up? I need more of a big. That's too. It's not a big enough
mother
spotlight.
In Phoenix, Arizona, it's not a man. It was a woman, mom. 17-year-old son, so it's not a little kid. 17-year-old boy might be bigger than his mother.
I'm not going to church.
Yeah. He didn't want to get out of bed and go to church, and she tasered him to wake him up to go to church.
Wow. What kind of attitude would that kid have?
I say the greater good was served.
But what kind of attitude does that kid have sitting in church?
Sounds bad, no. But hey, sometimes with his 17-year-old, that testosterone rolling through him might be just the thing.
He might be one of those troublemaker 17-year-olds, too, who doesn't listen to his mother like he should.
Yeah.
Sharon Dobbins, 40, was arrested after she allegedly hit her 17-year-old son's leg with a contact taser. She says she only sparked the taser, so I don't know what that means.
I think she just means she gave it didn't hold
just
it.
Just a little shock.
Right.
It wasn't a big, long,
right. Not like you had an extension cord in your mouth and couldn't get it out.
Okay, so she only sparked him with a taser, didn't actually
Well, that's what she says.
It.
She says, well, I just, who
the
knows how long
son
she held
son told
it.
Police that she did use the taser, but that he didn't want to testify against her.
Well, who called the cops?
She was arrested. Some other relative.
Oh, somebody else. Okay. All right.
It's a heck of an Easter morning.
I smell insurrection. We're going to church. Get up. I don't want to get up. We're getting up. Let's go. We're going to church.
Right.
Church, God, you know. Taser.
You think she walked through the door holding it over her head? You're going to church. Get out of here.
Arrested on one count of child abuse, reportedly released from jail on the condition she could not initiate any contact with the arresting officer or possess any weapons, including a taser.
Where was this, Phoenix?
Phoenix, Arizona.
So they never made it to church.
Doesn't sound like it.
I like to see that kid sit in church with his hair standing straight up, smoking.
Smoke coming out of his ears. Well, that's going to make for a great Easter story for the rest of their lives.
Right. If we had Easter disaster stories, that would be
mom
top of the list.
It goes back to Alec Baldwin and the parenting there. It doesn't look good when you just swoop in from not knowing anything.
Right. I agree 100%.
To this situation.
Because you don't know what led up to that the night before, the whole day before, the week before.
I don't know what this boy is like, how much... You know,
I don't know. Tasing your child is at any point. There's not much that can
rock. Mm-hmm. He said it sounds bad, and
yeah,
on the surface,
I admit it sounds bad.
And I agree with both of your points of view, but I'm not willing to count out that a taser may not even have been enough. You know, for this a-hole.
Right, and it was for church.
Yes, right. It was a taser of goodness.
Right. Sometimes love hurts.
Yes. That's why I said I need a broader picture of this whole thing. What's the dynamic been with him and her? What's his deal? What's her deal? Maybe she's crazy.
Could be. That sounds like she is.
Yeah.
And and under 18, so it falls under, laws for children.
Yeah,
the guy might be, for all we know, a day, a month, a week away from being an adult.
Yeah, if he committed murder, they'd try him as an adult, but he gets tased by his mom.
Right.
And she gets held on child abuse.
Child,
it's really
right.
Inconsistent.
But you got to have a...
I know.
you know, line in the sand somewhere. But like I say, it doesn't look good from way over here. We don't know what this kid is like. We don't know what she's like. We don't know how many times she told him to get up. We don't know how many times he said,
or who knows what he said. Maybe, right. Who knows what he was barking at her when she was coming and telling him to get up.
Yeah.
How about a bucket of ice water?
Okay. Now you got to, you know, deal with a rusty bed at some point if you're doing that all the time.
You could replace you could kill someone with a taser, you know.
Well, it didn't sound like
she
had
stop their
she
heart.
Set on full charge.
That's what she said.
She had it set on stun, not kill. Mm-hmm. Just like Star Trek.
I don't know if I trust mom's dexterity with the taser.
Next question is, why does she have a taser? Does she carry it around for protection, or did she buy it specifically for this particular sort of
incident? It's a good
question. Why do you have a taser, ma'am?
I think she maybe had it for protection, and she finally just said, let's try this.
If that's what she said, I'm out a lot at night, or I carry money.
Yeah, I don't think that's
like
unusual.
That. Right.
A lot of women have tasers.
But what if she answers the question and says, I got it because he's a pain in the ass.
Right.
And I knew
parenting.
Oh, so it's premeditated. Ugh, that looks bad.
I got it to protect myself from him.
Huh? Well, at that point, maybe you don't even want him in the house. Feel like you need to arm yourself.
An 18-year-old family member claimed to have witnessed the incident. That sounds like a brother.
Family member, it said.
Yeah, 18-year-old, so still living in the house.
So how many family members weren't tasered on Easter morning? Let's go at it from that angle.
What do we have that's good?
Right. How many people were in the house?
Is everyone already gussied up and ready to go to Easter services?
Hair slicked down.
We're waiting for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good shoes on.
Get your ass out of bed. Yeah.
I only tasered one person. There's four others in the house. They're fine.
And he didn't want to testify against his mother. Did not complain about any pain. But he had two bumps on his leg. Now, in the domestic confrontation scenario, the police remove somebody from the situation all the time, don't they?
Somebody goes, yeah. Somebody goes.
Although on a recent episode of Adam 12,
of Adam 12.
They just made the guy promise to be good and left everybody there. That's true. There are no recent episodes.
They're all 40
years
old. A
recently viewed episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, okay, they arrested her. They get her out of there? I mean, was that just to get her out of there?
Sure, they took her down, processed her, maybe even told her to stay away for the rest of the day.
Released from jail on the condition, so there wasn't any bail or anything. It was just released, say, don't do this anymore. Go home.
Do we all get that? Our first time get out of jail free card? Like you have no record, you have no history?
No, because as soon as I'm arrested, I'll be in jail and then in prison before I know what's happened.
That's a rough Easter, no doubt. You want to get out? You think you'd be all excited about getting up and finding his Easter basket, an Easter egg hunt, maybe having a hard-boiled egg.
Sure.
Any of those things.
Missing out on that.
I mean, Easter's...
maybe she had a whole Easter day planned out.
Again.
And he was holding up the whole train.
We're getting this much information. We're getting a split second of their day. So, like I said, I'm not willing to bury anybody quite yet. We've been around long enough to go... I don't know what led up to that.
Yeah. We need a whole news channel devoted to getting
the whole
story. More answers. Right. The whole story on things like this.
Here's a headline you might have seen. Now the whole story.
Because anything we do like this, there's always more questions than anything else.
Of course. You know why? Because you've been around a while now.
Yeah. She's due back in court April 16th.
You know what would have happened at my house if I were a kid and my mom tased me to get me out of bed on Easter morning to go to church? And
you would have called the cops?
No, the cops would have never been called. It would have just been, she tased me to get me up. And then I have two bumps on my leg and I get up, get dressed and all that stuff. I said, I hope you're happy. I got two big bumps on my leg from your taser. You know what she would have said? I'll give you a bump. That would have been it. That would have been her answer.
Right.
I'll give you a bump.
And a
what does that mean, Mom?
A mouthful of paint chips.
Right.
Yeah. Well. I mean,
who called the cops? Another family member,
yeah,
it said?
Apparently another family member. Yeah.
So there's probably like
a family member.
A lot of yelling and screaming going on throughout the house. I'm going to tase him.
Don't tase.
I'm going to call the cops if you tase him.
Completely believable. Yeah. I can hear that vividly in my head.
I can hear that more than I can hear, well, I tried to get him up. I'm going to get my taser. No, I hear a mother storming to her bedroom or her purse or wherever it is.
Everybody's waiting for you. Now get up.
He's getting up. Oh, you're getting up. God, you crazy bitch. It's Easter. You're going to church.
Yeah.
It's Easter.
That's that's my knock against history, too. Because you just read a paragraph, Columbus convinced Ferdinand and Isabella to fund his, okay. What rolling around on the floor and sucking up did he have to do to make that
come
happen?
Come on, give me a boat!
That's right. Right. All that stuff. We're all humans all through history. It
doesn't change much throughout history.
Our natures haven't changed. Our reactions haven't changed. We do what we do. You just read a couple of dry lines of a story, whether it's in the news or history or anything, you miss all that.
Columbus sounds dignified. How does your opinion of him change if you find out he was crying in a chair? So they're going, I just want a boat. I just, come on, give me a boat.
Any boat.
Columbus, stop it, you cry.
Yeah. Or the king and queen argue and fine, spent. Give him some boats. Just shut up.
Well, my brother could use the work. He could build him the boats.
Sure. Stuff like that.
Her brother could use the work.
There's always more.
Yeah. Well, that's an Easter that family's not going to forget.
No.